主给我这次机会，让我能与弟兄姐妹一起来分享。
Truly thanks the Lord to give me this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
主将我们放在纽瓦克这个地方，实在是让我们一起来见证他，一起来建造主的身体。
Lord put us together in this Newark fellowship together to build up His body.
是盼望我们能够一起学习，来互相勉励，一同来经历神自己身体的实际。
And may us help each other and build us each other to build up this body of Christ.
在开始之前，我们有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer before we begin.
然后我们读几节圣经。
And then we'll read a few scriptures.
现在主耶稣，我们实在是感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主，你让你这一位软弱的器皿能够在这里分享来见证。
You use our weak body to testify for you.
主，你知道，主啊，你的孩子是何等的软弱。
You know how weak is your children.
主，在圣洁的主放在主这样微弱器皿当中，实在是主啊受着这器皿的所限制。
And you put the Holy Spirit in this weak body, restricted by this weakness.
你的圣洁放在不圣洁人当中，主啊，我实在是也影响主你自己的工作。
And you put the holiness into unholy persons, which restricted your work.
主啊，在这里实在是求你来洁净你的器皿。
May you cleanse your vessel.
主啊，让你器皿成为主你话语疏通的管道。
So that the vessel can be the pipeline going flowing with your words.
我们在你面前实在不是靠着自己。
We are not depending on ourselves.
就靠着圣灵的工作。
But depend on the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是因为这一切你都做成了。
Because all is done by you.
今天我们众圣徒是在单单仰望你自己的显现。
And all the saints are await for your appearance.
我们恭敬地将时间交在你的手中。
We gave all the time in your hand.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们第一段圣经读启示录的第
First scripture in the book of Revelation
21:19-21
Chapter 21
不定你们翻到我们可以一起来读
Chapter 21:19
好我们一起来读啊城墙的根基是用各样的宝石修饰的第一根基是地狱第二是蓝宝石第三是绿玛瑙第四是绿宝石第五是红玛瑙第六是红宝石第七是黄碧玺第八是水苍玉第九是红碧玺第十是翡翠第十一是紫玛瑙第十二是金是门徒是十二颗珍珠每城内的街道是金金好像明透的玻璃
The foundation of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone The first foundation was jasper The second sapphire The third chardonnay The fourth emerald The fifth sardonyx The sixth carnelian The seventh chrysolite The eighth barrel, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysopress, the eleventh jacinth, and the twelfth amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass.
然后我们翻开哥林多前书第十二章。
And let's turn to the 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们先读12节到第13节。
And let's read from verse 12.
12节和13节。然后我们读第一节到第三节。
Verse 12 to 13 and then verse 1 to 3.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多。仍是一个身子基督也是这样我们不拘是犹太人是希腊人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵
The body is a unit Though it is made up of many parts And though all its parts are many They form one body So it is with Christ For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greek, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
我们读十二章，还是在十二章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
好，我们一起读。弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。你们做外邦人的时候，谁是被牵引、受迷惑去服侍那哑巴的偶像？这是你们知道的。所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except for the Holy Spirit.
我今天分享的题目是学习跟随圣灵。
Today I want to share with you about learning how to follow Holy Spirit.
我愿意借着哥林多前书一同来学习怎样跟随圣灵。
And I want to use the First Corinthians to learn together.
愿意从三个方面一起来学习。
In all three aspects, we learn together.
第一个是圣徒的基础功课。
First is the foundation of saints.
摒弃肉体的必要性。和肉体的表现。
And our lust performance.
那第二点是圣徒生命动力的更新。
And the second is how the motivation of saints.
那第三点是学习跟随圣灵的道路和方法。
And the third is to learn how to follow the Lord's way and the method of it.
我想其中第三点是我们今天分享的重点。
And these three are the emphases of my sharing today.
我们刚刚读了几处圣经。
And we just read a few scriptures today.
是在从我们看到主将我们放在一起，主的心意是将我们使我们成为建造他圣殿的材料。
And we see that Lord put us together so that we can be used by Him as the material to build this body.
我们看到启示录当中所建造圣殿的那些材料。
And we see all the material used in the book of Revelation.
我相信是我们每个弟兄姐妹心目中所向往的。
And I believe these are all desirables to brothers and sisters.
因为那些材料都极其的贵重。
Because those are all precious.
这样贵重的材料，我们刚刚读的哥林多前书当中也讲到基督要建立他的身体。
And we also just read about the First Corinthians that Christ wants to build up his body.
所建造身体用的材料就是我们这些在神面前受着圣灵所感动的一些人。
And the material he used is all these people touched by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们将这两样事放在一起，我们心里面实在是觉得差距很大。
If we put these two together, compare the two materials, then we'll be shocked.
玛瑙、金晶、钻石。
All these precious stones.
这些都有它独特的特质。
It has their special material.
那在我们身上去寻找。
And if seeking in ourselves.
这些特质实在是在我们身上寻找的话，应该是比较困难。
And it's hard to find it in us.
但是我们看到这些，是不是这件事情？不能成就呢。
But does that mean that it cannot be accomplished?
因为我们实在是觉得这个差距实在何其的大。
Because this is such a great thing to compare with us.
但是我们如果看到做这件事情的是谁。
But if we see who is doing the work.
我们可能就有满了更多的希望。
Then we'll have more hope.
我们信主之后要怎样来追求？我们都有一个目标，要成为那样的晶晶，成为宝贵的钻石。
After we become Christian, we have this target to become these precious stones.
但我们信主之后怎样的追求？怎样跟随主
？But after we become Christian, how do we follow Him?
这条道路到底应该怎样来行
？How do we walk on this way?
我想这不是我们每个人与生俱来的。
I don't think these are from our nature.
我们都需要有操练。
We have to practice.
因为 我们不知道我们天生没有这样的认识。
Because we don't have these knowledge from birth.
所以我们需要在神面前要有操练的过程。
So we need to go through the practice.
那哥林多前书这一卷书。
And the First Corinthians, the book of First Corinthians.
实在是我个人觉得给我们指出这样一个操练过程。
I believe my personal view that this book has shown us how to practice.
有人他想到哥林多前书的时候，就想到那里的弟兄有很多的问题。
And someone read the book of First Corinthians and realized brothers over there has a lot of problems.
一个很特别的现象，一个很突出的现象就是属肉体的。
And they all belong to lust.
但是我想保罗写这卷书，他的心意不是在责备。
But Paul wrote this book not to rebuke them.
保罗的心意，保罗是认识神的一位人。
Paul knows God.
他知道神的能力，神的作为。
He knows God's power and work.
他知道神的工作已经成就。
He knows that God's work has complete.
他也知道基督要借着我们这些圣徒建造他的身体。
And he knows that Christ is going to build a body through us.
所以保罗愿意借着哥林多的前书，让弟兄看到怎样在神面前走一个正确的道路。
So Paul used the book of 1 Corinthians to show brothers how to walk in the right path.
所以我们希望神给我们恩典。
So may the Lord give us mercy.
今天让我们一起借着这卷书。
That we can also read this book.
来看怎样我们纽瓦克弟兄在这里怎样能更好的在神面前有很好的操练和学习。
And how brothers and sisters in this Newark Fellowship can have a better training and practice.
我们信主之后，我们都知道有圣灵住在我们里面。
After we become Christian, we know Holy Spirit dwell in us.
所以我们做事情是不是我们所做的事情都是出自圣灵？
So are all the things that we do out of Holy Spirit?
我们不需要看结果如何。
We might not need to see the end.
我们还是从哥林多前书、哥林多教会的弟兄的身上，我们来寻找一些寻找一些提醒。
From the brothers who are in Corinthians, that we learn a lesson.
我看哥林多前书的当中的弟兄是怎样的一群人。
First Corinthians shows us how brothers are the, how are those brothers in this church.
我们看第一章的第四节到第六节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 4.
我来读，弟兄姐妹可以听。我常为你们感谢我们的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固。
I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you.
这是保罗心目中哥林多教会弟兄姐妹的光景是如何的。
This is the condition of the Corinthians brothers and sisters in the eye of Paul.
光景或者是他们当时的情况是如何？
Their current condition.
他说他为着他们感谢神，因为神给他们的恩惠。
He said he thanked God for them because of the grace that they have received from Christ Jesus.
恩惠这词跟恩典是一个词，就是恩典。
The grace.
那这恩典是什么？
So what is grace?
有两样。
There are two aspects.
他说一切都富足，他说口才知识都全备。
It says about that they have all the enrichment in speaking and knowledge.
我们如果看这个字口才，可能跟我们中文当中所认识的对这个字的理解上有点点不出入。
We might have a different understanding about the capability of speaking.
在中文讲的口才好像是刚刚姐妹翻译是 capability of speaking, 这个是中文翻译的是中文的理解会是这样，是好像是说得清楚，有说服力。
So in Chinese understanding that mentioned about whether this person is clearly speaking and being persuasive in speaking.
但这里原文那个口才的字 如果我们找寻找原文，我们知道这个原文希腊原文叫 logos。
So in the original text, it mentioned about logos.
是神的话语。
It refers to the word of God.
所以翻译的弟兄或者是姐妹了，可能是看到这是神的话语，就翻译成口才了。
So the one who translated the Bible probably translated into the speaking.
所以哥林多教会弟兄他有一个特点，他是有神的话语在他们身上。
So the Corinthian brothers and sisters has this enrichment.
这是第一个。那第二个是知识，有话语还有知识，知识很全备的。
And the second is they are rich in knowledge.
对知识的，保罗在第六节有一个注解。
And Paul has this note.
他说：“正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固。”第六节。
His note is in the verse 6. Our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you.
这个是保罗所讲的，哥林多教会有知识，知识全备，好像不是，也不是说我们所讲述的，我们所知道的 knowledge 那种知识。
And Paul mentioned that these people are rich in knowledge.
在那里，主自己的见证在弟兄的身上有验证，所以他们知道主自己的作为。
And even the brothers has testimony about Christ.
他们这样一群人，有神的话语在他们身上，神的话语在他们身上有验证，所以他们知道神的作为。
So this group of brothers who has the knowledge about God, who has testimony about Christ, which was confirmed in Christ.
如果从这点看哈，他们似乎是有神话语，有客观的认识。
So they have the knowledge about God.
还有神话语验证的主观的认识。
And they also have this confirmation from Christ.
这样的一群圣徒。
This group of saints.
在我们心中，如果在我的心中，我会认为这是很完美的一群信徒。
In my heart, they are perfect.
但是如果我们继续往下读的话，我们看到并非如此。
But if you continue reading this book, you will see it's not it.
如果我们读第十节，说弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，在你们中间不可分党，只有一心一意，彼此相合。因为葛莱士家里的人曾对我提及弟兄来说，你们中间有纷争。
And if we continue in verse 10, I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers, some from a close household, have informed me that there are quarrels among you.
这样一群在神的话语上，有神的话语，对神的话语有认识的一群人。
Such a group of brothers who know the word of God.
怎样会在聚会当中会有纷争？
How do they start quarrels?
所以我想我们一起来学习怎样除去肉体，在我们之间应该是很必要的。
And therefore we should learn how to get rid of our flesh.
或者在很多聚会当中都会必要。
To get it out in our gathering.
保罗他怎样来帮助哥林多教会的弟兄怎样除去肉体。
And how Paul helped the brothers in Corinthians to get rid of the flesh.
他没有讲出具体的方法。
He did not lay it out clearly.
他所做的是将肉体这个现象指出来。
But he pointed out what had happened in their flesh.
这是保罗所做的一种方式。
And this is what Paul had done.
那有的弟兄姐妹可能会问，那哥林多教会的这个现象是不是具有普遍的意义？
So brothers and sisters might ask, is this condition in Corinthian common in all churches?
因为我们都知道哥林多教会所在的地理位置和当时他们的情况。
And we understand the location of this church.
哥林多教会是在一个口岸的城市。口岸。
Port City. Corinthian is located by port.
那里的经贸发达。
Is a economic blooming place.
所以那里的弟兄姐妹更愿意追求物质。
So brothers and sisters pursue materials.
受着肉体的支配。
And they are supported by their lust.
我想那里哥林多教会所处的地理位置可能比较特殊。
Because of their special geographic location.
但是在教会当中有肉体的存在，我想并不是特殊的现象。
And therefore, it's not special that what is happening in what had happened in the church.
那保罗是怎样来帮助那里的弟兄呢
？And how did Paul help them？
刚刚说到保罗是将他们将肉体的现象指出来。
First, I just mentioned that Paul had pointed out to them what had happened in their lust.
保罗这样做呢，他用的是一种方法。
And this is the method he used.
这个方法就是看果子来识别树。
And he used the fruit to determine the quality of the tree.
在哥伦多前书三章，从三章到第十四章。
From chapter 3 to chapter 14.
我将这段书就这几章分成两段。
I separate them into two sections.
那第一段是从第三章到十一章。
The first section is from chapter 3 to chapter 11.
这里保罗所说的他用奶喂。
And Paul mentioned that he used milk to feed them.
那从第十二章到第十四章这三章。
From chapter 12 to chapter 14.
我认为保罗在那里喂的干粮。
And Paul is feeding them with solid food.
在第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
我来读这几节圣经，第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
我弟兄们，我从前对你们说，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能，你们仍是属肉体的。因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infant in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men?
那我们都读过哥林多前书。
We all have read the First Corinthian book.
我们知道从三章到十一章。
We know from chapter 3 to 11.
保罗讲到那里弟兄呢有很多存在的很多的问题。
Paul mentioned about all the problems that the brothers had.
保罗对于观念上使弟兄有很多新的认识。
From Paul's concept, it enlightened all those brothers.
就需要我们跟随神，需要我们在思想观念上 要有所更新。
When we follow our Lord, we need a renewed concept.
比如说在第三章，保罗所讲述的是神自己的建造。
And like in chapter 3, it mentioned about Lord build.
不是我们平时所想象的人在建造事情。
It's not the same way as man building.
那第五章讲到不要有淫乱，因为逾越节的羔羊已经洁净了我们。
And chapter 5 mentioned about not having immorality because we were already cleansed.
我们如果看到前三章到十一章所讲的基本情况都差不多，具体的事情可能具体的现象不太一样，但是保罗所讲述的出发点都是一样。
From chapter 3 to chapter 11, Paul had tried to point out all the unrighteousness that they have done for the same reason.
那第十章要不能拜偶像啊，还有众多的行为的原则。
Chapter 10 mentioned about them not to have any other idols.
那我们知道这一切啊，但是弟兄可能说了，这些保罗所要求的 那么甚高，对我来说我做不到。
We have read these chapters and we all know the requirements, but sometimes we will say, Paul have a very high standard and we cannot reach.
从这里呢就引到我们今天分享的重点。
And here it leads down to the point that I want to share with you today.
我们要怎样来学习跟随圣灵？
That how we should follow the Holy Spirit.
这道路是什么？
And how is the way?
我们怎样来操作？
How do we operate it?
我们要学习的一种方式。
To learn the method.
就是我们看着果子来识别我们走的道路。
That is to tell the way from the fruit.
也看着果子来识别树。
And how to distinguish the trees from the fruit.
我们看着我们做事情所产生的。我们来识别这个我们所做的事情出自哪里。
The work done to determine what we the way that we did it.
在刚刚我们读到的第十二章第一节。
And we just read chapter 12, verse 1.
他讲了弟兄们论到属灵的恩赐。
It mentioned that now about spiritual gift.
我不愿你们不明白。
I do not want you to be ignorant.
我们看到这一节，我们看到恩赐下面有点点点。
We see that under the word grace has dot points.
点点点，意思是这个字是翻译者后加入。
And it refers to that this word was added after the translation.
英文原文没有这几个点。
The original text did not have this word.
如果我们把这几个点去掉。
So if we take away this word, take these dots,
这句话就变成弟兄们论到属灵的。
And then this will say about brothers, now about spirit.
这是与第三章第一节是相呼应的。
And these refer back to chapter 3.
第三章第一节他说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
Then it says in chapter 3, brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly.
那保罗说，不能把当作属灵的。那后来又讲，论到属灵。
Paul says that I cannot address you as spiritual. And then in the later chapters, he mentioned that now about spiritual.
在这里我们可以看到保罗有个心愿。
So we see that there is a heart from Paul.
他愿意带领弟兄所行的事上要走在圣灵当中。
That he wants to lead the brothers in all the work that they have done will be in spirit.
我们刚刚读的第十二节说，就如身子是一个，却有许多。十二章十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
The body is a unite, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body.
保罗在这里要我们看见一个总体的方向，总体的目标。
Paul wants us to see the big picture.
或总体的一个成就的事实。
Or the accomplishment at the end.
基督要建造基督的身体。
To build the body of Christ.
那里不拘是犹太人、希腊人、为奴的、自主的，都是从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，也与一位圣灵。
The body of Christ consists of Jews or Greek, slaves or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
也与一位圣灵，圣灵是带我们进入身体的这一位。
Given the one spirit to drink, so the spirit is the one that brings us into the body.
建造身体的材料是谁呢？
The material to be used to build this body, what is it?
他第一节说，你们做外邦人的时候，随时被牵引受迷惑去服侍那亚巴偶像。第一节是吧。
And they have mentioned in the chapter 12, verse 2, you know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols.
所以所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅；若不是被圣灵感动，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
这一群有以前是被着哑巴偶像所牵引的。
This group of brothers who were led astray by mute idols.
保罗说这群人要作为建造基督身体的材料。
And Paul said these are the people he is going to be used as the material to build up the body of Christ.
所以保罗给我们指出一条路。
So Paul has shown us the way.
在这里首先保罗让我们看见是神自己在做事情。
First, Paul let us see that this is God's work.
从哪体现呢？
And where do we see it?
我们看到哥林多前书第十二章，因为翻译，我感觉是因为翻译的原因，我们所看这一章的时候，首先看到的是恩赐。
From the book of chapter 12, we see that because of the translations, we still see the grace.
但是我个人觉得保罗有一个心愿。
But I personally believe that Paul has this heart.
当我们看这一章的时候。
That when we read this chapter.
看两点。
Two points.
第一点是谁在？第一点是我们每个人都是受着牵引的。
First, every one of us are being led astray.
我们不能决定我们自己所走的道路。
We cannot determine the way that we want to be in.
第二点是神在做事情。
And the second is God is the one who works.
我们每个人受的牵引是第一章第一节所讲述第二节所讲述的。
And we were all led astray. It's mentioned in verse 2.
那神自己做事从哪体现呢？
And where do we see that God is the one who worked?
在第四节他讲恩典原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
In verse 4, there are different kind of gifts, but the same spirit.
继续第五节。
Verse 5.
职事也有分别，主却是一位。
There are different kind of services, but the same Lord.
继续往下读，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
There are different kind of working, but the same God works all of them in all men.
圣灵显在个人身上，叫人得益处。
Each one, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
我们看到恩赐应该看同时应该看到后面那一位是圣灵在做。
While we see the grace, we should see who is working behind it.
我们看到职事应该看到后面那一位主。
While we see the work, we should know who is working behind it.
我们看见供应也应该看见后面那一位，那是神自己，是在众人里面运行一切事的那位神。
While we see the provisions, we should see who is the one running all these things behind it.
第十一节的讲到。
Verse 11 mentioned.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行的，随己意分给个人的。
All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines.
都是圣灵在做这件事情。
It's the Holy Spirit working on it.
圣灵做的事情的目的是建造基督的身体，那十二节说的。
And the purpose of the Holy Spirit's work is, as in the verse 12, is to build up the body of Christ.
我们在这里讲到是建造基督的身体。
We are here talking about building the body of Christ.
在旧约当中讲到建造会幕。
And in the Old Testament, it mentioned about building the tabernacle.
建造会幕，摩西在西乃山上得到神自己的启示。
And Moses received the enlightenment in the Mount Sinai.
我们知道神启示摩西的时候讲的是很仔细的。
We know that God revealed the detail to Moses.
没有一样是由摩西来决定。
None of those are determined by Moses.
都是神要摩西怎样来行。
God determined how Moses worked.
我想今天神在地上建造教会是一样。
I believe that while God is building up church in the same way,
要圣灵自己做这件事情。
To let the Holy Spirit to work.
我讲了，我分享在这里分享这么多，要看到神自己在做事。
I am here to share with you so that you will see that God is the one who determines.
我想，我们看见这个事实，在我们以后遇到困难的时候。会有一个很大的帮助。
If we see this fact, and in the future when we face difficulties, it will help us.
因为我们在实行跟随圣灵属灵的操练上，我们会遇到很多很多困难。
Because while we are learning how to follow the Holy Spirit, we will encounter problems.
靠着我们自己的肉体是不能逾越的。
Depending on our flesh, we will not overcome.
但是 每当我们想到神自己在做事情，
But if we know that Lord is the one working,
而且是做成了的事情，
And he is the one who accomplished
for it, 我们可以回到这一章来支取能力，
And we can return to this chapter to receive his power.
那我们怎样，到底怎样来去跟随圣灵，怎样来在跟随圣灵上有所操练。
So how do we follow the Holy Spirit and practice on it?
保罗给我们一条道路，给我们指出一条道路。
And Paul point out a way for us.
这就是第十二章第三十一节。
In chapter 12, verse 31.
说你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。
It says, eagerly desire the greater gift.
我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
And now I'll show you the most excellent way.
在这里保罗给我们指出一条路。
Lord, show us the way.
那这条 路是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of way?
你要走，你从一个地方可以到另一个地方。
From one point to the other point.
就走在其上，我们就可以达到目标的。
It's the way for us to reach the target.
如果看圣经的话，我们知道。
If we read the Bible, we know.
这个道路的路字跟主说，我是道路、真理、生命，用的是同一个字。
That this is the same word when Jesus mentioned that he is the way, the life, and the light.
我个人认为，个人觉得，在这里保罗所讲的这条路是将主自己的道路能够具体化。
And Paul is trying to show us clearly what is this way.
那这条路是我们都知道所讲的是讲的从第四节开始爱。
And Paul mentioned about love starting from verse 4.
讲的爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。
It mentioned here, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
我们查这段圣经的时候，我们查到这里有不同的，对这段有实在是有个不同的看见。
Every one of us may have different perspectives after reading this passage.
有人说这个实在是太高了，是神的爱，不是我们，不是要我们来做的。
Some say this love is too high, that is the standard for God, not for man.
还有人说是那个你在分享爱，你本身你身上没有什么爱，不配来分享。
And some of those says you don't have love in you, so you are not worthy to share this.
但是没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
这个是圣灵做的工作。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵要我们走的道路。
This is the way that Holy Spirit wants us to walk on.
我们今天没有。
We don't have it today.
不能说我们等见主面那天我们没有。
But we cannot say that we may not have it while we see the Lord in the future.
今天没有。
Today you don't have it.
我们可以学习。
We can learn.
见主面的那天我们如果再没有。
By the time we see the Lord and we still don't have it,
我们就很羞愧。
Then we should be ashamed of ourselves.
如果我们看这个的讲到爱哈，跟我们所平时所说的、所想象的，好像有点点不太一样。
When we look at the love here, it's different with our thought.
你看，在第十三章的第三节讲，他说：“我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。”
Verse 3, it mentioned, If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing.
如果我看到这一章的这一节的时候，
While I see this verse,
我觉得这就是爱。
I feel that this is love.
保罗说的不是，如果没有爱，与我无异。
And Paul says, if I don't have love, I gain nothing.
保罗说爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
And Paul further elaborates that love is patient, love is kind, and it does not envy.
讲了很多的不。
And he mentioned a lot of things that not.
我们平时说爱的时候，
When we mention about love,
我可能要做什么？
We always say that what we should do.
我爱谁？
We should love who?
给他买一束花。
We should buy a
flowers. 要做事情啊。
Do something for them.
但保罗在这里所讲述的是，很多都是要忍耐，要有恩慈，不嫉妒。
But Paul is saying that love is patient, love is kind, and does not envy.
无论怎样，这些对我们来说 都是非常很非常困难的一件事。
No matter what, these standards are pretty high for us.
不是靠着我们自己肉体能做出来的。
It's not being, it cannot be accomplished by our flesh.
这实在是需要圣灵在我们当中。
And we need the Holy Spirit's work.
而且是圣灵给我们这个灵，让我们能够我们的目光能够盯在困难之上。
And we need the Holy Spirit to give us this heart to let our eye fix on these.
在圣经当中，很多因着神的灵在人的身上，神克服很多困难。
And in the Bibles, we read a lot of things that man has overcome because of the Holy Spirit.
在以色列人
the Israelites
进迦南之前
before they came into Canaan,
他们我们记得。摩西派了十二个探子去窥探迦南。
You remember Moses sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
他们所去的地方叫是西布伦。
And they went into Shibron.
以实各谷。
Ishgok.
他所看到的有那里有石榴，有无花果，还有这葡萄一串。那大到那种程度是两个人用杠抬的。
They see many fruit, figs, grapes. The grapes are so big that the chain needs to be held by two people with a pole.
那地很美好。
And the land were beautiful.
但是，一到那里居住的居民
But the people who dwell in that land,
居住的民他们就害怕。
They were afraid of those people.
看到那里有亚纳族人。
There are Canaanites.
亚纳族人我们知道那是巨人。
We know that they are giant.
但是有一位他说我们上去可以胜过他们。
But there is one of the spies says we can overcome them.
我们知道这是耶稣亚。
And we know that he is Joshua.
对耶稣亚神说了神怎样
要评价他。And what did God said about Joshua?
神说耶稣亚他有他有一个心智，他有一个特别的心智。
God said he has this heart.
这个心智是他有一个灵。
That he has the spirit.
他可以全心，他全心的跟从我。
That he has the whole heart to follow me.
所以这个灵在我们里面，可以让我们能够超越我们所看的困难之上。
So this Holy Spirit can help us overcome all the problems that we see in our eyes.
我们知道约书亚后来所得业，所在加勒了。刚才用我们知道这是加勒说的，加勒他说的是我们可以去得到这地，因为我们能胜过他。
Actually, that was I should say that was Caleb.
所以神说迦勒有一个灵。
And so God said Caleb had the spirit.
因为这个灵他可以全心跟随他。
And because of this spirit, he can wholeheartedly follow the Lord.
那我们知道迦勒所得为业那块地。
And we know the land that Caleb inherited.
在约书亚记告诉我们。
It was mentioned in the book of Joshua.
那块地就是西布伦地。
And that land is Hebron.
他所赶走的有三个王。
He expelled three kings.
其中的一个有三个王都是亚纳族人的王。
And these three kings are the Canaanite tribes.
而且那地很美好的一块地。
And that is a beautiful land.
因为那块地是被迦勒的弟弟的儿子所得到的。
And that was the land inherited by Caleb's brother's son.
然后迦勒就同意将他女儿许配给这位勇士。
And Caleb agreed to let his daughter marry this.
他女儿向他父亲要这块地之后，他说：“你再赐给我。”那里的泉水。
And after the daughter asked the father for the land, she also asked for the water in the spring.
所以迦勒给她了上泉与下泉。
So Caleb gave her the upper spring and the lower spring.
迦勒所得之地是非常 田的一块地方。
This is a beautiful land.
今天跟我们所看见神给我们这条路是一样。
And today that we see the land, the way that Lord gave us is the same way.
我们如果按照这条神给我们走的这条路来行，我们会看到神自己是何等的美善。
If we walk on this way, then we will see how pretty that from God's guidance.
就是没有忍耐的可以忍耐。
If you don't have perseverance, you will be patient.
有嫉妒的可以没有嫉妒。
If you have envy, you will not have it.
那里嫉妒这个词，如果我们回如果翻那个原文来看，那里这嫉妒好像不是说我们就是单纯那个嫉妒，那里讲的是我们做事情不要一定要做什么，一定不要做什么。
If we understand the envy, jealous clearly, then we will see that it actually tells us that we should not insist on ourselves doing something.
神用了这些特质在我们身上做成一群他可以用的人。
So using all these characteristics to build us to become the material that he can use.
不是我们自己来做事情。
It's not something that we can do.
这些特质做成了，能够将没有这些特质性质的人可以做成有宝石那样的性质。
After these characteristics are done in us, then we become the precious jewels.
那保罗在这里给我们看出的这条道路。
So Paul showed us this way.
我个人认为这是保罗给我们所看的这条道路，是让给我们看到所结的果子，让我们顺着这个果子来矫正自己。
I personally believe that Paul pointed out the fruit so that we can look at the fruit to correct our tree.
我们要有这样心智，要这样行的话，我们会不会感觉到这个是又在行律法？
If we feel that we have this heart and will to do it, are we following the law?
摩西所颁布的律法在主耶稣基督里面已经废除了。
Moses gave the law, which is eliminated by Jesus.
我们看到这些是不是又将我们自己禁锢在一个这个条文当中？
And then are we putting ourselves into the law again?
我想这个与行律法是有区别。
But I believe there is a difference between acting by law.
保罗在加拉太书，他这卷书特别强调不要守旧约的律法。
And Paul mentioned in the book of Galatians that we should not follow the law in the Old Testament.
律法在我们身上没有权势。
Laws has no power in us.
如果行律法，我们在神的恩典当中就失去，在主里面失去神的恩典。
If we just follow the law, then we lack the grace of Christ.
但是保罗在加拉太书当中他有讲。
But Paul also mentioned in the book of Galatians.
他说保罗就说基督释放了我们，叫我们这个是第五章
Chapter
5第五章第一节
说
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
然后在第十三节又说，弟兄们，你们蒙召要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵肉体的机会，总要用爱心互相款待。
Verse 13, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature.
第十六节说，说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Verse 16, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
之后，保罗并没有讲述怎样顺着圣灵而行。
Paul did not clearly say how to follow the Holy Spirit.
还是一样，他的做法是将圣灵行所结的果子给我们看。
In the same way, he shows us the fruit bared by the Holy Spirit.
也将顺着情欲行所结的果子给我们看。
And show us the fruit bared by the sinful nature.
他说因为情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵跟情欲相争呢。
Because of the fight between the sinful nature and the spirit.
如果继续往下看，他说情义的事情显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类的，这些是情欲所生的。
Verse 19 show us what is the fruit of the sinful nature. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, faction and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like.
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is different. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
保罗在这两件事，这个两种果子，罗列出来给我们看看他有什么目的吗？
What is the purpose of Paul listing out the different type of fruit bared by different aspect?
我想其意义就是让我们看见这个果子，我们知道怎样来行。
I believe that he wants us to see the fruit so that we know how to act.
那就像是我们，我们行走，对不对？我们行走要知道方向。
When we walk, we need to know the direction.
然后借着周围的周围我们走的路上的路标，来知道我们行走是否走的正确的道路。
And through the signs on the road, then we know if we are in the right direction.
同样看着我们所生命当中所结的果子，我们知道怎么走的这条路，跟随主的路是否是正确的。
And in the same way, the fruit that we bear in our life, we can determine if this is the way that the Holy Spirit pointed to us.
主在马太福音当中登山宝训最后他在第八章他也讲到。
In the book of Matthew chapter 8, the Beatitudes,
他也告诉我们这个怎样跟随神。
And he also mentioned about how to follow the Lord.
他跟随神他也靠着看果子来识别树木。
And it also says that look at the fruit to determine the tree.
那里所讲的靠着果子识别树木讲的是豺狼与绵羊之间的区别。
And it shows the difference between the wolf and the sheep.
但是这个可以用于我们来识别我们做事情出自肉体还出自圣灵。
And it also distinguish between our intention coming out from our flesh or from the spirit.
主说好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
And Lord mentioned that the good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and the bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
在那之前呢，讲的是好树结好果，坏树结坏果。
And before that, he mentioned about good tree bear good fruit and bad tree bear bad fruit.
所以这件事情讲得很非常的清楚，没有
clear to us.
没有从果子上一定能够看出这棵树是如何的。
From the fruit, you can tell definitely how this tree is.
这是神教导我们怎样行走跟随他道路的一个方法。
This is the way that the Lord teaches how to follow him.
所以我们在操练的时候，
While we practice,
我们是看着这些路标，求着圣灵让我们能够行出来。
That we are looking at these signs to follow the Holy Spirit.
我想圣灵在我们里面，我们实际行起来，如果我们愿意行走在其中的话，很多的时候我们会觉得所看起来那些困难实际行当中没有，就不存在，并不是那样困难。
As long as we are willing to follow the Holy Spirit, all the problems will not be as big as we thought.
神让我们看见这个果子，我想神也会给我们尝到这个果子是如何的甘甜。
Lord wants us to see the fruit, and I believe that Lord will let us taste how sweet these fruits are.
我们可以设想一下。
And let's assume.
我们在主耶稣给我们保罗给我们讲述的这些是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
That Paul has told us how these characteristics of love.
我们设想一下，一旦我们要有忍耐的时候
，Once we have patience，
并不是咬着牙在那忍忍呢
，That we are not gnashing our teeth to be patient，
而是很真实的释放
，But as a truly relief。
在我们生命当中所得的祝福是无限的大。
That the blessings in our life will be unlimited。
神就借着我们这些性情，能够使我们将我们做成神建造圣殿那些宝石金金。
Through these personalities that we built up from learning the Holy Spirit, we became the precious stones that Lord can use to build the Christ body.
在圣经当中。有很多的地方实在是无论是以色列的人或者是新约当中的信徒所面对的困难实在是借着神的灵可以胜过了。
In the book of Bible, we see that no matter the Israelites or the Christians in the New Testament, that they can overcome all the difficulties through the Holy Spirit.
好像事情经过得很平凡。
It seems like it's a common day.
但是都有神自己的能力在其中。
But it has all the power of Lord in it.
所以我们在行的时候，我们在操练的时候，不是我们自己在行走。
So while we are practicing and walking, it's not just a by ourselves.
神的手在帮助我们。
We are not alone. The Lord's hand is helping us.
圣灵在光照我们。
Holy Spirit is enlightening us.
我们在查经，我们这个礼拜五查经查到哥林多后书。
We had Bible study on Friday about Second Corinthian book.
我们查到圣灵怎样去改变人，帮助人。
We mentioned about how Holy Spirit changed people.
一位姐妹。
And there is a sister.
她有分享，她分享圣灵用光照来光照我们。
She shared that the Holy Spirit shined on her, us.
我们查到那个经文是，我们敞着脸，哥林多后书，我们
Second Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter
three. 说主就是那灵。主的灵在哪里 那里就得以自由我们众人既然敞着脸得以见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形象荣上加荣如同主的灵变成的
Verse 17 Now the Lord is the Spirit and where the Spirit of the Lord is there is freedom and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit
这样从这个这节经文里单看的话好像是我们看着主我们就可以变成主的形象
From this verse when we read it we feel like when our face is facing the Lord then we will have glory on our face
姐妹在分享的时候给我们加进实际的内容
And when our sister shared she further elaborate
她说圣灵在我们心中有光照
She said the Holy Spirit enlightening us
因着光照我们这个人得以改变
And because of enlightenment we change
他有具体讲的实例
And she gave us actual facts
我不在这里重复实例但是这是圣灵在我们当中实际所做的工作
I'm not going to repeat the facts but these are the work by the Holy Spirit
在圣经当中靠着圣灵得胜的人实在是范例实在是非常之多
There are a lot of examples of people overcome difficulties from Holy Spirit.
因为这是神自己做事的方法。
Because this is the way the Lord do His work.
我们知道在撒母耳记当中。
And we know in the book of Samuel.
撒母耳在膏大卫的时候。
While Samuel was anointing David.
他用油膏了大卫。
He used oil to anoint David.
圣经记载说，从此。神的灵就大大感动大卫。
And the Bible mentioned that from there on the Holy Spirit is filled David.
伯弟兄来给我们讲述这个词感动。
Brother Paul was here to share about touching.
感动这个词，伯弟兄说，这个是是要 push forward， 要驱动大卫来行走。
And touching this word refers to pushing David to act.
所以做事我们里面实在是需要这个灵来驱动着我们。
So we actually need the Holy Spirit in us to push us move forward.
因为有这个灵，大卫可以站立在那个 非利士人哥利亚的面前。
Because of this spirit, David dared to stand in front of Goliath.
他说：“你来征战，你靠的是铜、戟和刀剑。”
He said, "You came to fight with your iron and fist."
我来征战是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
I came to fight depend on the name of that Jehovah.
所以我们如果是看到神自己在我们身上工作的话，在困难面前，我们应该是有勇气可以超越这些困难。
So while we encounter problems and we see that the Lord is working in us, then we will have the strength to overcome it.
当一些我们自己不存在的性情，
when there are some characteristics not existing in us,
神借着圣灵可以坐在我们里面。
But the Holy Spirit will work to make it happen.
我想，如果我们行在其中，我们会有很多真实的经历和见证。
If we truly walk in it, we will have a lot of testimonies and experience.
像在我身上呢，有过经历，有失败经历。
I have personal experience about failures.
但是在失败当中，因着神的怜悯，可以让我胜过，我得到的甘甜是何等的美好。
But in failure, Lord allow me to overcome it so that I learn.
在多久之前不知道，跟我太太有一次真的是挺严重的争吵。
A while back, I had a fight with my wife.
这个争吵真的使我有一这个争吵后，圣灵又对我有所光照。
After the fight, the Holy Spirit enlightened me.
就光照我到心里感到非常的内疚。
That I feel so bad in my heart.
内疚到这种程度。
So bad to a point.
我想到是什么呢？
Then what I think.
想到真的是，哎呀，这个感谢主啊，他，我是这样的一个人，他竟愿意跟我生活到如今。
That I thought that I am such a bad person, but the Lord is willing to live with me till now.
所以，可能是平生以来第一次真实的向他道歉。
And that was the first time in my life that I truly feel to apologize.
这是真实的道歉。
And to give a true apology.
那道歉了，我不知道有多久，反正道歉了很长的时间，半个月到一个月。
It took me almost half a month to the whole month.
虽然已经接受了，但是我的内心实在是驱使我，让我有这样的道歉。
Even though she has accepted my apology, but I have this urge to keep on apologizing.
我想说的是，我们所圣灵给我们所结的果实啊，就是何其的甜美。
I just want to point out how sweet is the fruit bear by the Holy Spirit.
从那次争吵之后
，After that fight，
真实道歉之后
，A true apology，
我们之间没有再为争辩是非而争吵。
We never quarrels about right and wrong anymore.
甚至说，从那一次开之后，我们没有，没再有争吵。
Or I should say, after that, we never had any fight anymore.
不是要压抑自己来形成这一点。
Not to press yourself to be that way.
圣灵给的恩典。
But that was the grace from the Holy Spirit.
其实我们的体会应该是非常之多。
We actually have a lot of experience.
特别是我们在教会当中有聚会。
In our gatherings,
我们接触这么多人。
We have so many people around us.
因为我们的性格不合的很多。
We all have different characteristics, personalities.
这么多的人放在一起，有不同的感受的，应该很自然的存在。
It's nature to have different opinions from all these different people.
就我个人来说，我的特性可能是本身天性的就不太愿意，就是跟人的接触就不是那么 smooth， 不是那么融合的。
As to me, I'm not a smooth, easygoing person to be with others.
所以很容易对人产生。看这个看不习惯，看那个看不习惯。
So I always have this opinion, not getting used to seeing people different ways.
但是我可以在这里有个真实的见证。
But I have this true testimony.
我今天在教会当中聚会。
Today I'm gathering in church.
在我面前。
In front of me.
没有任何一个弟兄或姐妹 我是不愿意面见。
There is no one brother, no one sister that I do not want to face.
这不是出于礼貌，也不是出于虚假。
It's not being hypocrisy or politeness.
我想神在我们当中。
But God in us.
可以做成这件事情。
He can accomplish this.
他的目的是借着这群人要建造他的身体。
His purpose is through this group of people to build his body.
如果我们互相之间有不同的，不可以解决的话。
If there are some unresolved matters among us,
建造身体这个事情在我们身上不会实现。
Then it will not happen that we can enter into the same body.
但是神说做这件事情。
But God is the one who do the work.
神说成了，在十字架上说了一句话。
God says that it's done, it's accomplished.
他说成了。
He said it's accomplished.
这件事情已经做成了。
This work is done.
也包括我们在此互相之间要成为神的身体，互相做肢体的实际。
And it also includes that brothers and sisters to be the body part of the same body.
所以我们今天在这里的聚集。
So today our gathering here.
应该走的这条道路。
Should be on this way.
完全是靠着圣灵来带领我们。
Totally according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以经历神自己给我们的恩典。
That we can experience the grace from God.
我们走在其中。
That we walk in the way.
我们可以尝到神恩典何其的美好。
And we can taste how sweet is His grace.
最后，我在这里想有两件提醒。
And I want to have two reminders.
第一件是我想我们跟随圣灵，消除肉体是很难的一件事情。
First, to follow the Holy Spirit and get rid of your flesh is not easy.
这点我们都清楚。
And we are all clear about it.
之所以如此。
And because of this,
我们互相一起聚集，互相之间不要有批评，应该有更多的互相帮助。
That we get it together should not judge each other, but
help each other. 互相的鼓励。
Encourage each other.
在我们之间实在是没有 VIP。
And among us, there is no VIP.
VIP 是很重要的人物。
A VIP refers to the more important person.
我们有的只是 WIP.
And all we have is WIP.
WIP 是 work in process, 是在成半成品。
All of us are work in process.
我们应该有这样的心智，是半成品的心智。
We should know that we are all work in process.
另一点是如果我们看到我们身体上，我们身上有很多很多需要圣灵工作的地方。
If we see us that need a lot of work from the Holy Spirit,
应该爱惜光阴。
Then we should precious the time.
在我们有生的年日，让圣灵在我们身上工作。
And allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life.
能够多多结出圣灵所结的果实。
So that we can bear more fruit from the Holy Spirit.
感谢主今天给我们时间，让我们一起来分享他的话语。
Thanks the Lord to give us time to share His word today.
我们结束之前再有一点祷告。
And let's end with more prayer.
主，我们将这些话语恭敬地交在你的手中。
Lord, we give all these precious words in your hand.
你的话语纯净，但人的理解有限。
Your word is pure, but our mind is limited.
主，不合你心意的，求你过滤，将这不合你心意的话语从人心中挪去。
Filter the word that you don't like out of our heart.
主，若你有话语在其中，求你的圣灵继续做那人所不能做的工作。
If that's the word you want to work in us, please work in us.
帮助你的儿女。
Help your children.
进入你救赎恩典的实际当中。
Enter into the salvation.
我们将荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give thanks and glory to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.